72. Talk at 309 West 78th Street, New York. 17th June 1912. Notes by Emma C. Melick. We should all visit the sick. When they are in sorrow and suffering, it is a real help and benefit to have a friend come. Happiness is a great healer to those who are ill. In the East, it is the custom to call upon the patient often and meet him individually. The people in the East show the utmost kindness and compassion to the sick and suffering. This has greater effect than the remedy itself. You must always have this thought of love and affection when you visit the ailing and afflicted. The world of humanity may be likened to the individual man himself. It has its illness and ailments. A patient must be diagnosed by a skillful physician. The prophets of God are the real physicians. In whatever age or time they appear, they prescribe for human conditions. They know the sicknesses. They discover the hidden sources of disease and indicate the necessary remedy. Whosoever is healed by that remedy finds eternal health. For instance, in the day of Jesus Christ, the world of humanity was afflicted with various ailments. Jesus Christ was the real physician. He appeared, recognized the symptoms, and prescribed the real remedy. What was that remedy? It was his revealed teaching, especially applicable to that age. Later on, many new ailments and disorders appeared in the body politic. The world became sick. Other severe maladies appeared, especially in the peninsula of Arabia. God manifested Muhammad there. He came and prescribed for the conditions so that the Arabs became healthy, strong, and virile in that time. In this present age, the world of humanity is afflicted with severe sicknesses and grave disorders which threaten death. Therefore, Baha'u'llah has appeared. He is the real physician bringing divine remedy and healing to the world of man. He has brought teachings for all ailments, the hidden words, Eshraqat, Tarazat, Tajalliyat, words of paradise, glad tidings, etc. These holy words and teachings are the remedy for the body politic, the divine prescription and real cure for the disorders which afflict the world. Therefore, we must accept and partake of this healing remedy in order that complete recovery may be assured. Every soul who lives according to the teachings of Baha'u'llah is free from the ailments and indispositions which prevail throughout the world of humanity. Otherwise, selfish disorders, intellectual maladies, spiritual sicknesses, imperfections and vices will surround him, and he will not receive the life-giving bounties of God. Baha'u'llah is the real physician. He has diagnosed human conditions and indicated the necessary treatment. The essential principles of his healing remedies are the knowledge and love of God, severance from all else save God, turning our faces in sincerity toward the kingdom of God, implicit faith, firmness, and fidelity, loving kindness toward all creatures, and the acquisition of the divine virtues indicated for the human world. These are the fundamental principles of progress, civilization, international peace, and the unity of mankind. These are the essentials of Baha'u'llah's teachings, the secret of everlasting health, the remedy and healing for man. It is my hope that you may assist in healing the sick body of the world through these teachings, so that eternal radiance may illumine all the nations of mankind.